وبارك على النبي مصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with the new session of the program of Lakan. Today inshallah ta'ala we are as we have already explained Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and the last lesson we are going today inshallah ta'ala to bring some views of the misachieving the we're going to bring some views of the misachieve of al-Rububiyyah. And the deviation that occurred in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Now, سنبدي اليوم بعض الأخطاء أو الانحرافات في توحيد الربوبية. منها from this is denying ربوبية or denying that there is a God, there is a Rabb, there is a Lord, there is a creation, there is a creator, there is a sinner. Some people deny, like the Quran, for example, Farah, and those people who disbelieve in God. They also deny, by one another, they deny that there is a God. And these people are as Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Jathiyah ayah number 24, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. And they said, and they say that it is only our life of this world, we die and live, and nothing destroy us except the time, the life. That's what they say. And this, as you see today, there are a lot of people say so, either by their tongues or by their acts, either by their tongues or by their acts. The other form of misachieving al-Rububiyyah or deviation of al-Rububiyyah is to deny parts or some of the Lord's attributes, some of the Lord's attributes. Now, such as those, like those who deny the ability of Allah in regard to giving life and death, to mankind or creation. Now, or bringing any good or harmfulness to others, to the creation and the like. So those who believe that it is only life that caused them death and life, and then there is no God, it's only nature. These are disbelievers. And no doubt in that. Everyone agrees in that. The soul is this, this, this. But what about those who say that it is not Allah alone who can give burdens and harms? They say it is not Allah alone. What do we say about this? Are they Muslims? Do you, Ya Ikhwan, believe that these people are Muslims? Those who believe that it is not only Allah who can benefit and harm, who can benefit and harm others. Do you believe that these people are Muslims? Yes or no, brothers and sisters? No. Okay, look into the Muslim world. Or look into the whole entire world. Look to the whole world around you. Who do you see people? Who do you see from people? Believe so. Do the Christians believe that other than Allah, provides and sustains and harm? Do Christians believe so? Yes, they do. They believe that Jesus can do. Do the Buddhists believe so or so? Yes, they do. They believe that Buddha can do. Hindus, Shiv, the whatsoever religions, they all do. What do you call these people? Muslims or kuffar? Of course kuffar. They disbelieve in the oneness of Allah and His Lordship. But look to those, okay, look to those who say that they are Muslims, and their names are the like of Muhammad, Abdullah, Ali, etc. But yet they say that their awliya can do even better than those gods worshipped besides Allah by the nations we just mentioned, like the Christians, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the whatsoever. Look to that. What can we categorize them as? Muslims? Like those who believe that it is Allah alone who can do these things? Non-Muslims? Like those who believe Jesus can do this, Buddha can do this,
whatsoever in God besides Allah that they worship can do this. So to which side we take them to? Or shall we put them in the middle? Or shall we put them at the middle between these two? So are we going to name them Muslims? Like those, the companions who worship not but Allah alone, who did not even call Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or shall we call them Muslims like those Christians, like those Jews, like those Hindus, like those whatsoever other people who worship a God other than Allah? Right. Those who go to the magicians, are they denying that Allah alone, that it is Allah alone who should be worshipped? Yet some of them go to the magicians. Are they giving the right of Allah to the magicians or not? Abu Anas says na'am. Imam Dawood says na'am. What about the rest 20 persons attending the room? Do you know or you don't know? Yes, of course, those who go to the magicians are practicing kufr too. By a way or another, they are doing exactly the same as those ones who say that the wali can provide any good or can harm anyone. So then, although they say we believe it is Allah, the one, the only true God, but yet they are deviating that. They are destroying them. So we have to be careful of this kind of belief. Because this is another way or another form of disbelieving in Allah. Going to the sorcerers, going to the magicians, going to the fortune tellers, all these are from the shirk in rububiyya, and of course it is shirk in uluhiyya. It is shirk in uluhiyya. Because the difference between rububiyya and uluhiyya, is that rububiyya is to believe that Allah Ta'ala is the one who can do all these things. And uluhiyya is to worship Him by asking Him these things. If you want money, you ask him alone. If you want children, you ask him alone. If you want help, you ask him alone. If you want rain, you ask him alone. If you want protection, you ask him alone. If you want whatsoever, you ask him alone. You don't ask other than Allah. Otherwise, you have destroyed the Rububiyyah. You have destroyed the Uluhiyyah. You have even destroyed the small sifat. That's what we are going to explain, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the next, that's tomorrow, inshaAllah. So to fulfill Tawheed, which is the protection from dwelling into the fire forever, to fulfill that, you need to believe that it is only Allah who can do that. And that is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. You need to ask him alone for anything of that of what you need. And that is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. You need to use his names and attributes in your supplication. And that is Tawheed al-Asma'ul-Sifat. So you got to worship Allah alone. No shirk, no association, but him alone. And that is the implementation of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat. Otherwise, the person who does not fulfill Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, he cannot fulfill Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. And the one who does not fulfill Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah does not get any benefit of fulfilling Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, because it cannot be fulfilled. Although some of the ulama say that the people of Quraysh were upon Rububiyyah, but they did not fulfill Uluhiyyah. But it does not mean that this can benefit them. This cannot benefit them. This cannot benefit them. And it does not mean that they are perfect because they were built to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. No. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the acknowledgement of the rights of Allah. Even Iblis has this knowledge. Even Shaitan has this knowledge. But what after that? Is to go and fulfill it. If you deny, this is kufr. If you associate, this is kufr. So you have to admit, you have to clarify the rights of your Lord, of Allah. And then you have to fulfill them and implement them and be upon them with no any association. That is all of what we wanted to say today. And tomorrow, inshallah, we put some more emphasis on this issue, which is really important and critical. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to see you tonight with the question and answer session. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.